on ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Rebecca Livingston.
We were talking yesterday about how posties and courier drivers are going to be busy in the lead up to Christmas. Hearing figures like 12 million parcels will be delivered by Australia Post between now and Christmas. We'll check if that's the figure. Word with Australia Post in a moment. But let me just remind you what Andrew from Mitchelton called in to tell us about a package getting stolen from his townhouse by someone who was driving a red hatchback.
My driveway is quite secure and you can't really see it from the street.
So she had to drive into the complex, wind through the townhouse streets. Mm-hmm. Do you think it was purely she noticed the box on your step? Do you think she was looking at other places?
There was no way that she would have been able to notice it unless if she was specifically driving down my driveway to look for packages at people's doorsteps.
What was in the box?
It was a HelloFresh delivery. It was just some food.
So food. Okay, so that's your week's worth of meals gone.
Yes.
I've watched the footage. She looks very casual. Jumps out of the car, no shoes
Absolutely.
On, strolls
no
up to your
on,
front door.
Grabs it, jumps back in the car, and away they go.
Andrew had his week's worth of meals stolen in a box out the front of his house in Mitchelton. I was sad to see that yesterday on the Gold Coast, was a bigger rewarders family, say that they had their box of Christmas presents stolen from their doorstep. So must have made a bunch of purchases online. That was delivered to their place and nicked. So what do you do to keep your packages safe? And is this an issue that Australia Post is looking at? Nicole Sheffield is the Executive General Manager of Community and Consumers at Australia Post. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning, Rebecca.
First of all, is that figure correct? 12 million parcels will be delivered by Australia Post in the week leading up to Christmas?
Oh, I think it will actually be significantly more than that. We delivered 14 million parcels last week after Cyber Monday and Black Friday sales, when everyone is very comfortable online shopping these days. And so they did a lot of clicking and buying, and we had to do a lot of deliveries. So I think 12 million is what we're anticipating, but current numbers are showing it'll significantly be more than that anyway.
Yeah, because that's the thing. So many people buy online these days, and it is everything from fresh food to gifts to books, exercise equipment, shoes, some people as well. That 14 million last week, was that a record for parcel deliveries for Australia Post?
It was a record, yes. It was a big record. In our 211-year history, we've never delivered as many parcels as we did last week.
Wow. Okay. 14 million last week. And as you say, you think you'll exceed that in the week leading up to Christmas. So what is Australia Post doing in order to cope with that level of demand?
So we're doing a number of things. So we've hired an extra 5,000 people to help deliver for our customers across the country. We've chartered 18 freighter flights on top of the flights that we already have. We have an extra 3,000 vehicles on the road. We've also retrained 2,700 posties to deliver those parcels and deliver in vans. We're keeping our post office doors open longer. More than 500 locations are working extra hours. And we've, of course, got our parcel lockers, which are free. They're 24/7 and there are over 400 locations, just under 40,000 doors around the country. So we are doing everything to ensure that we're delivering to the country.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, because the parcel lockers came up yesterday. They are free. So how do they work?
Yeah, so you just go to My Post account, so either the website or the My Post app. You sign up and, you can just, depending where the location is, you send your parcel to that secure 24/7 location and you can pick it up.
Okay. And you said there are 400 locations you can do that at.
Yes.
And what did you say then? 40,000 doors. Is that there's 40,000 individual lockers, are there?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. So in each location, there's what we call locker banks, and they have a number of doors. So just under 40,000 doors.
Incredible. Driving around the streets of Brisbane, I keep seeing this little sort of truck. It's so cute. It's like a Lego figurine, but it's certainly a souped up version of the old school postie bikes. Is that the kind of the postie vehicle of the future?
Yeah, so I think you're referring to what we call our EDVs, our electronic delivery vehicles, or affectionately known as EVs. Yes, so we have quite a lot of at that fleet now is replacing motorcycles. They're a lot safer. They're electric, so they're better for the environment. But also they carry a lot more parcels. And
yes,
as you rightly said, Rebecca, we're ordering everything online now. So what we used to feel comfortable just doing fashion and smaller items, we are now doing, you know, people ordering canoes and furniture and gym equipment. And, I mean, pet products are up 80% year on year in terms of people. So that's a lot of heavy product and unusual sizes. So
people, I'm sorry to jump in, Nicole, people are getting canoes and furniture delivered by Australia Post?
They are indeed. So all sorts of people are ordering, you know, different products and items, and particularly with the Black Friday sales, it's cross items. So, you know, we're seeing home and garden items are up 50% year on year in terms of online sales. And so we're seeing a lot of different items being bought.
Goodness me. Nicole Sheffield, Executive General Manager of Community and Consumers at Australia Post. 5,000 extra staff, 18 freighter flights, 3,000 vehicles, posties and vans doing things a little differently. The post offices open longer hours because people are getting canoes delivered to their houses. So what do you have any idea what percentage of the market Australia Post has compared to the other courier companies?
Well, obviously, you know, we deliver everywhere in the country, you know, and we deliver to a lot of regional, rural locations and pretty much every postcode. So we think we have about 80% of the market, and a lot of the smaller courier companies probably only deliver in metro locations.
Right.
But because of our geographic spread, we're about 80% of the country.
Okay. And what's your advice for keeping parcels safe when they're delivered while you're out?
Yeah, look, we have a you know, an app which allows you to do what we call safe drop, and so it allows you to go and nominate where you think is the safest place in your location. Many of our posties will take a photo of that so you know that it's been delivered safely and put into a location. And we ask everyone to think about safety, because at this time when you're delivering 14 million parcels, well, look out for the postie. You know, if you're reversing out of your garage, you know, a driveway, be careful.
Because, except that, you know what my listeners are saying, you know who else is looking out for the postie? Our thieves. They're keeping an eye on, you know, what's being delivered around the place. And in some instances, picking up packages within minutes.
Yeah, look, I was listening to your caller earlier, thinking about that. But, you know, we certainly haven't seen a massive rise in that. We monitor where we can and ensure that, you know, there's much as evidence as possible for our customers.
Well, I guess if you track it, you get the Safe Drop app, if you can get it to delivered to your work or make sure it goes into a person's hands, you know, there's a bit of sort of personal responsibility there. I've got to wrap it up because news is 60 seconds away. But, Nicole, what is the cutoff date for card and parcel delivery to arrive by Christmas?
Okay, so for card, look up on the website. Depends on your location, but it's the same as a normal letter. And for parcels, the 12th of December is normal parcel post, so the standard. If you want to do express post, then it's the 19th of December. We're going to do our very best to deliver, even if people miss those dates, but please get in early.
All right, go shop immediately. Buy, sell, post. Nicole, great to chat this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. Bye, Rebecca.
Nicole Sheffield from Australia Post.
On ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Rebecca Levingston.